When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio on ESPN U right now. I'm looking at Sabonis' face when Draymond stomped him and then jumped off him. Looked like Luke Skywalker when Darth Vader told him he was his father or something. Like, that's the fakest thing I've ever Both them and Dre and Sabonis are going to show up tomorrow in wheelchairs hooked up to IVs. Like, they're both they both went for x-rays after the game.
Jay, you ever got sucker punch?
Yeah, of course.
Jay, I said, not you, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
When you were little.
Uh-huh.
Me too.
What are you talking about? I popped off of the mouth with some slick stuff, and I got popped.
No, dude stole my pirate hat. So back in the day, there were pirate hats that had the circle on them. You remember those, Max, black with the P on it?
Yeah.
With the gold or the yellow.
Oh, yeah. Is this Halloween?
Those fresh Dave Parker hats.
The Dave Parker hats. Yeah, yeah, the fresh ones. I got clocked walking home from school in elementary. I had one on. Dudes came out the alley. I think they went around the other way and came down the alley as I was walking out the alley. I stopped. Boom, hat
pop,
gone.
Hat
nothing
gone.
I could do. Yeah. I ran home.
Nothing I could do.
That was the whole thing in the city on the subway is you always wanted to come out with your hat. There'd be like 7-8 kids like hitting you. You just wanted to come out with your hat, even if you had to take those shots, swing whatever,
dude,
come out with your hat.
Dude stole my hat, man.
That happened.
Your Dave Parker hat.
Hey, come on, man. Seriously.
See, but like, I can relate to Dre because in second grade, I got sucker punched at school because I took this kid's ball. We were just playing. I just took the ball, hooping. Kid, bop. I got knocked over. I said, oh, and I came back and started swinging him. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, Jay hit him first. I'm like, but wait, he hit me. That's exactly what happened last night.
Dre, is that what happened last night? What happened with you and Sabonis?
Wait, what? What are you showing?
Oh, Key as a pirate.
What are you doing?
Yeah, Key's on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
You saying that's where Key got hit in his eye? That's why he had the patch
on? What do we have up on the board? Waffle, regular, curly, number one, turkey. What is all that?
This is what they were going with the draft when we did the Thanksgiving stuff.
Those are highlights
still up
of
there?
Us.
Yeah, it's important stuff.
It's really crowded.
My favorite
it's
is
almost
Mike,
May.
Mike Jackson in 7 over Gandhi. My favorite joint for sure.
Michael Jackson in 7?
Yeah, over Gandhi in 7.
Can we put Michael Jackson
what
in
What was it? Most
same?
Popular or something? Is that
most
what it was?
Most famous person.
Yeah, most famous person. I knew it had to be something like that.
It's interesting.
Yeah, well, that's you guys are really good at your jobs.
I mean, is anyone taking Gandhi over Michael Jackson?
It's interesting because Michael Jackson.
Really?
Yes.
Well, yeah, but as in terms of fame.
Oh.
Gandhi was world famous.
I'm taking the whole package.
What were you thinking, Jay?
I don't. Hey,
look, just give me Gandhi.
Because, as a dancer,
certainly you're going to take Michael Jackson, and as a world leader, you
is that a trick question? I'm taking
Gandhi.
It's not even a question.
No, you like I'm Mahatma. Taking him over everything. Whatever it is, I'm taking him before I take him.
It's a lot of other stuff.
So basically, I want Mahatma Gandhi, huh? Not a Iguodala.
They say. The popularity, though, Jay. They're just talking about popularity.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
Not if you're trying to break the British yoke on the salt industry, then for sure you want Gandhi. But if you're looking for a song, you probably want Michael Jackson. Would be my best analysis. Draymond.
Great
Green,
analysis, Max.
What happened,
Jay? He's trying to get to Dre so bad.
So bad.
I'm trying.
Wait, you should see his right leg.
Nowhere,
his right
man.
Leg. You know, a little kid.
I hate it.
Can you ever have those kids in class where their right leg just bounces really fast and the whole desk, you just feel the desk shaking? You're like, yo, man, stop bouncing your knee. That's Max when he's trying
Key,
to
it's
get
the
to
worst.
I can tell them Air Force Ones are dingy from
just
here.
Shaking.
Key, it's the worst because Jay, we've been sitting next to each other for 5 hours a day for 2 years now. And Jay makes me completely self-conscious. It's not that he's wrong. It's that I don't realize I'm doing it. And then as soon as he said it, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm like itching to get to the rundown, and my right leg is shaking.
Jay, them Air Force Ones look dingy from here.
No, they clean.
No.
They're clean today, Keith. He been coming right.
Yeah.
Chris Canty's not here, so he's straight.
Thank God. By the way, I will admit this. I walk out the house today, and I realize, oh, it's Tuesday. Isn't Canty? First thing I do reflexively, I look, oh, no, okay, I'm good. I got to check to see if my sneakers are clean.
Think Draymond was checking
speaking
his sneakers?
Speaking of checking.
Back in elementary school.
Speaking of checking, let's check in on Draymond Green, Max, where you have a,
this guy.
You know, you fall out in your chair. So
let's talk about other things now. You guys are in such a rush. What happened, Draymond, between you and Domantas Sabonis?
My leg got grabbed. Second time in 2 nights. Referees just watch it. I got to land my foot somewhere. And I'm not the most flexible person, so it's not stretching that far.
So you didn't really see where you were stepping? You just kind of...
I can only step so far and pulling my leg away. So it is what it is.
I want to see him in the WWE now, these two. I've never seen such an acting job, either one of them. It's unbelievable.
Doesn't it look like, now that you said that, it looks like the, you know, the wrestling where they stomp and they
that's
make
what I'm
noise.
Saying. Yeah,
that's WWE.
Keith, that's what I'm saying.
No,
like
now
you said,
now that I'm looking at it, it does look like he gave the it made the noise of somebody hit the trash can underneath the ring.
But Keith, he didn't put any pressure on that first shot, really.
It's the liftoff, though. It's granted, his foot was being held while he was trying to pick his foot up, but it's the jumping off Sabonis like he was jumping off a trampoline. That's the thing that. It's just overboard, man.
Mark
it's
Spears, overboard. By the way. First of all, Woj reports. This is in the fourth quarter. Draymond's ejected. The Kings go on to win. They defend home court. They're up 2-0 in the series against the defending champs. Jay, that is a precise impersonation.
It's exactly the same thing. Left leg gets kicked out.
Actually, Draymond got his right leg up higher than you when he jumped over him. Tell you the truth. Of course, you didn't have a body to press off of. So Woj says x-rays returned negative on the Sabonis' sternum, and it appeared he avoided injury. Oh, why are you taking x-rays if he's not? If he...
Oh, my goodness.
Sources told ESPN he will undergo additional testing on Tuesday as a precaution. Meantime, Mark Spears' Warrior star Draymond Green asked for an x-ray on his right ankle after Game 2 loss to the host Kings after feeling soreness, source confirmed to Anscape and ESPN. Source adds, Draymond believes the injury came when Kings star Domantas Sabonis grabbed his ankle before the stomp. I mean, come on, man. The two of you.
I mean, that could happen. I don't know that it did based on the video, that he clutched it long enough, and he really didn't even twist it. Typically, they clutch, they twist, turn, you yank. That's when the injury comes out. See, he didn't twist it. He kind of had it wrapped, but Draymond was able to kind of get out of it.
Face.
You know?
Key, let me ask you
Yeah, I do not believe. Let me just, for the record, I think they're both faking. Like, I think Sabonis was selling a call. I think he got it sold.
Do you think Draymond should have been ejected?
No.
Yeah, I think you could have thrown him out for that because he made it too obvious. So, like, at a certain point as a ref, you're like, you're flaunting it. Like, you're leaving me without a lot of choice here.
Yeah, but I could go back as a ref. I could also go back and look at the tape and see what prompted Draymond to react that way. And if I'm going to eject Draymond.
Yeah, but you don't have enough time Sabonis in the game to go back and look at all the tape.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Sabonis
right
got away with it.
But you're not going to go back and review the whole game.
No. You go right there at that moment, I'm saying. And you go to the bench, I mean to the board, and you
to
say,
the monitor.
Hey. They
went to the monitor.
Yeah, but you should be able to see that. This dude grabbed and twisted.
They did. That's why they gave him a flagrant one.
Yeah, Sabonis got
a tech.
I understand that. But if you're going to throw him out.
But
that's
Keith,
an interesting point, really.
But Keith, if somebody grabs onto your ankle, okay, that's a tech. But does that make it right to then, like, the stomp aspect of it?
You
wasn't
know
the
and
stomp
I know.
That
so
got
you're
him
saying,
thrown out.
Oh, one negative.
You know and I know.
Not the stomp that got him thrown out. It's the jump.
It's the jump.
The stomp would have canceled out the ankle grab, but then he jumped, and that's like two techs.
It's the jump. See, the stomp is all
right. Right there, got him.
You don't have to jump, man. You don't have to jump like that.
Well, you wanted him to feel it. That's all. You wanted him to feel.
Here's what I would have done. If I were Draymond and somebody grabbed onto my ankle like that, I'm twisting myself, going, and I'm falling down the opposite way. Said, oh, he grabbed me, twisted my ankle. Yeah, I'm selling that.
Yeah, you're going to sell it. You're going to fall down.
I'm going to sell that. I'm not going to lift myself off your chest and jump.
You know
like
what's
a
weird, though, Key? When you say he wanted him to feel it, actually,
he wanted him to feel it.
It looked to me like Draymond wanted to look like he wanted him to feel it.
Yeah,
like it doesn't actually look like he wanted him to feel it.
Max,
he just wanted to leave that impression for some reason. Why would you do that?
If you had a 6'8", I don't know what is Draymond, 6'8", 300 or something like that.
Probably
whatever.
More like 6'6", but yeah.
All right, whatever, 6'6", 250, 60 pounds,
yeah.
Pressing down on your rib cage.
Come I don't know now. If I'm 6'9", 260 pounds.
Man, that's going to hurt.
But do you guys not know what I mean? What would make sense if you're mad is to not make it look
you know
like
what?
You're doing something.
Max,
yeah.
You be the white guy, lay on the ground. And Jay, you be the black guy and step on him.
Right.
Go right ahead.
Wait, show it again, Jay. Show it again.
Yeah. I want you to do that for me.
Nah, I don't want to get up and get my clothes.
Yeah, I want you to lay down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
yes,
want you to lay down,
Jay
Max,
got
and
it.
Recreate that. Come on, Max.
Wait, Key, I want to back up. I'm not set, I understand what you really want to do in that situation is hurt the guy without making it look like you hurt the guy. But upon further review, and even from the first time you see it, it looks like Draymond was actually not trying to hurt him, but make it look like he was. Why would you do that? He made a big show out of it.
I think he was trying to hurt him on the initial pushdown.
Right, but the first one, yes.
You got to put that weight on it. When you put that weight down on somebody, he's going to feel it. For
wait,
sure,
this is great. I love at the Bury 617. Jay,
look,
maybe
right
you didn't watch
there.
The game, yeah. But Sabonis was getting thrashed all game long. The Warriors came into the game with the plan of roughing him up. He took a beating all night. I'm really disappointed in your assessment.
Wait, me too, Jay.
I did watch the game. Yes. That was the plan.
Lying, Jay. You never watch games.
That's how
you
got
Jay,
it.
I slept right through this on you.
But are you disappointed in my assessment? You don't think grabbing somebody's ankle deserved a tech? Like, it deserves a tech.
I'm disappointed in
you.
Yeah, I do. What do you know about basketball?
Like what I don't so what like yeah it's a physical game they should try to beat up Sabonis
disappointed
they
Jay.
Should
Jay I'm disappointed
like a disappointed parent
I've been up I have not gotten a lot of sleep recently I could not stay up until a million o'clock when I'm getting up at
o'clock.
4 a.m. to watch this one Jay I rely on you and you neglected to tell me they were roughing up Sabonis all
Jay,
game
you can't comment on games unless you watch them
yeah okay? that's fair point Key you guys are right
so watch. The games.
Yep,
please.
That's why I thought Draymond Green deserved to be ejected.
Draymond
Green.
Where's the bell?
Deserved to be dejected.
Dejected. Well, yeah, maybe he should be dejected after being ejected.
Draymond Green.
No, it's Draymond Dream.
Hey, what does Jalen Hurts' new deal mean for the quarterback market? We rely on you for this, Key.
Up next,
Jay Will and Max,
the Key Watch the Games.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Breaking NFL news, a mega payday for Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts.
He outplayed Patrick Mahomes in that Super Bowl. He got the Eagles to the Super Bowl.
He's earned it, not just because of his exceptional play on the field, but his leadership as well.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Jalen Hurts got the bag. Key, as you predicted, it was not the Deshaun Watson-style contract. It was more like Patrick Mahomes. Team-friendly in the sense that it allowed them flexibility, and yet player-friendly in the sense that your guarantee is good, you're set for life, and barring catastrophic injury, you're going to get back into the deal in like 3 years and get paid all over again.
Yeah, if you think about it, go back 2 years ago? It's the same thing. Remember Dak Prescott was going through this. He wanted to be able to get back to the marketplace because a collective bargaining agreement was going to kick in, a new TV deal.
Same thing.
All that sort of stuff. So it's the same thing. Patrick Mahomes will surpass this contract on the guaranteed money side by the end of the summer, I predict. Before he goes into training camp, Patrick Mahomes will be getting $200+ million of fully guaranteed money. That's just what I predict.
So are you predicting Lamar Jackson playing this season? Because I don't think we're going
to
see him.
Yeah, I'm predicting
to start the
season.
Maybe
to start
not.
The season.
Yeah, he'll play.
He'll be on the field week one.
You think they'll figure it out?
I think he'll be on the field week one.
You think
one.
His expectations will become realistic more so? Like, well, if they can.
I really don't know what his expectations are, Jay. You know? You know how I am. If I'm not hearing it from him, then I can't listen to. I done had 9 different reports since last season about what Lamar Jackson is looking for. Some coming from the team, some coming from Lamar, some coming from Adam and Mart, which gets excellent information, and he says that's not true. You know, so I don't know what to believe. I really don't, but I do know that Jalen Hurts, I'm going to round it up because that's just what I do, got $180 million guaranteed money.
Come on. It's
180.
Buck 80.
Yeah, it just sounds better. So he got $180
over 3 years, really, right? So by their math, it's 51 a year. By your math, it's 60.
Well, because really, in 3 years, he'll make either $160 million or pretty close to it. Mm-hmm. And if the numbers change, let's say after 3 years, Jalen Hurts is a pumpkin. They cut him. Let's just use.
He got his buck 80 over 3 years.
He's gonna get his buck 80, and we're gonna keep him moving.
Key, you're talking about the reality of the what it is, and people are talking theoretical according to the cap. Dan Graziano had this analysis. ESPN NFL Insider, right here on this program, about an hour ago, had this analysis about how this deal affects Lamar.
This deal doesn't really help his case. This deal fits with the rest of the quarterback market. If the Ravens' position has been the Browns' contract with Deshaun Watson is an outlier, the Browns are nuts. We shouldn't follow them. We should follow what everybody else is doing with their quarterback. Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, et cetera, et cetera. This helps the Baltimore's case and hurts Lamar's.
I don't really know how it hurts Lamar's case. $180 million of guaranteed money is a start. So we already know that's where we're starting at. We already got that, right? That's where we're going to start. Since you don't want to start at Deshaun, let's start at the 180. Now let's go up from there. Let's go up from there.
How much up, though, right?
And how much up? Much. And when you look at Adam Schefter here on ESPN2 talking about the contract and the salary cap numbers, as you can see it here where – you look at those numbers, and those numbers from a salary cap standpoint does not look egregious. It looks very, you know, within line of what they want to do.
You know what's interesting, though, Key? Like, so the teams don't actually care about the absolute dollars. They care about the dollars as a percentage of the cap, right? Past a certain percentage of the cap, if you give it to one position, you're hamstrung. But the cap is going up. So it behooves the teams now, it's in their best interest to get these deals done now, because if you get 20% of the cap now, in a few years it's only going to be 15% of the cap, something like that. From the player, it's interesting because these look like, so Deshaun Watson gets a 230 fully guaranteed. Since then, no one's even touched 200 fully guaranteed. And the cap's going up.
Mm-hmm.
Owners are winning. They're winning. And the reason I wonder how much communication's been had among them is because it doesn't need to be some league-wide meeting like in The Godfather in Cuba or something, with all the heads of industries. They can just have a dinner and talk to someone else. And
I don't know that the owners are winning.
But the guarantees are what they don't want, Key.
But also look at some of the prices, like look at what the Commanders potentially can go for. What, $6-7 billion?
$6 billion.
So like, I mean, we always talk about like players and the money that they're getting, like in the fact that Deshaun Watson, you know, got $230 million guaranteed. I'm drawing a blank on the owner's name because he also bought a piece of the Milwaukee Bucks. Haslam family, right?
Haslam.
Jim Haslam.
Jimmy Haslam.
So think about that. Jim Haslam has the ability to say, okay, you know what? We'll put $230 million in escrow to guarantee you. Oh, by the way, I just bought the Milwaukee Bucks. I bought Mark Lazary's
biggest chunk of 40% of the Milwaukee Bucks. Like, so, like, in the big scheme of things, Key, their evaluations are, like, think about some of these evaluations we've seen from owners. Like, they are winning with the new TV deal.
By the way, notice
out,
there's no cap on what the owners can sell the teams for.
But nobody
there's only a cap on what the players can make.
But they own the team. If we had the economics to own the teams, then we would own the teams. But they own the team. So you can't expect them to give you a fair deal.
I'm not.
Based on them.
That's what I'm saying.
The
they're winning.
Gonna do that.
That's what I'm saying. They're winning this aspect of it.
Well, they're going to win based on – they're winning, Jay, based on them owning the team, the evaluations, the TV revenue.
Of course.
But it's the players are never going to be in a position to own the team and make their own decisions on them paying themselves.
Yeah, no, I hear you. But, like, you know, I was going back to your original point about, well, look, if he's receiving $180 million over 3 years – right, as opposed to getting $230 million over that guaranteed lifetime contract. Right, all of a sudden, as a player, if you get hurt in year two, and you can't play that same, like, that's a lot of that's $50
in other words, like, here
million
was the competition. Wait, Key, here was the competition set up. Okay, like, this is how the stakes were. The owners want to limit the total guaranteed dollars. The players, in Lamar's case, certainly Lamar, it seems, wants the most guaranteed dollars. Deshaun set the market at 230. The owners insisted that's not actually the market. Lamar said, yes, it is. And so far, the owners have made their point. My question is, are they making this point just by all coming to the same conclusion independently? Or has there been communication? Guys have dinner, they make a phone call, someone said. It seems to me that it's unlikely there's no communication among owners that they want to toe the line on the total guaranteed dollars, because no one's touched 200 since then.
I go back to, again, it's the length of the guarantee. It's the length of it. They don't want to go the length of the guarantee because there's salary cap ramifications that now have them having to figure out how to fit certain guys under the salary cap. They're not saying, and I give you 3 years, 180, because if he's no good after 3 years, they're going to cut him anyway. That's the reality of it.
They're per year, they're okay going up. They just don't want years and years and years into the future.
They don't want years. In the NBA,
I agree with them about
NBA,
that, by the way.
Jay, the NBA, when you came out in those years, right, the NBA used to go all the way out.
Yeah.
Them dudes, you know, getting crazy contracts.
6 year, 7 year
deals, yeah. Baseball's still that way. It's a bad idea.
No, it's like 4 year deals, yeah.
Basketball is 4 years.
Yeah.
If you did this same deal and you said, Jalen Hurts, I'm going to give you 3 years, I'm a basketball player, whoever. Draymond Green, since we talk about him, I'm going to give you 3 years, 180 on an extension. That's what, and people will be like, dang, he got the bag. He got 3 years, 180. And we're not telling the story like that with Jalen Hurts.
It's a good point.
We're telling it a 5 year, 179.3 guaranteed. We're not saying, look at it this way.
It's convoluted, Key, because the NFL has this weird hard cap, and people have figured all types of ways around it.
But you,
so you're,
what
you're doing is saying strip all that away and just look at the actual money over the actual years.
Look at the guaranteed money, and on a 5 year deal, look at 3 years of him either being great or not so good, and them cutting bait. So if he gets to the end of the third year and he's gone to multiple playoffs, maybe another Super Bowl. He's an all-pro. He's doing what Jalen Hurts has done over the last 2 years. Guess what they're going to do? They're going to take them last 2 years. They're going to go, shh.
When you limit the length of the contract, the market is more efficient because you don't have to pay for years where the guy isn't good anymore.
The right guys get the money. And that's not what they want to do because they have to put a roster together of 60-plus players.
Yep.
And if you guaranteeing all of these dudes this money and people are getting hurt and people got this and that –
full contact sport, you can't mess around.
Yeah, they're not going to do it.
Are the quarterbacks headed for a slide in this upcoming draft, KJM?
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
And you know when you hear that draft sound, it could only mean one thing. Mel Kiper Jr., senior ESPN, senior NFL draft analyst, co-host of Dari and Mel on ESPN Radio, Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, co-host of the First Draft podcast with Todd McShay and Field Yates.
What are you guys doing back there?
Morning, Mel.
How you guys doing?
Doing well.
That's good.
Three-round 2023 NFL mock draft.
That was fun. Yeah, that was a good deal yesterday.
Yeah, Kiper, McShay, you predict 102 picks. Let's go over some of these picks, shall we, Mel?
Sure.
Carolina Panthers in the pick from Chicago. You have taking at number one overall, Mel?
Bryce Young.
And why are they going Bryce Young?
Well, I think when you break it down, I mean, he was the number one quarterback pretty much the entire year. Once he established himself as a 204-pound quarterback, that made it, for me, easy to put in number one. And the fact that there's things that you get through this process. It's a long time since they played a game, and things happen, and things change. And all of a sudden, you look at next year's draft a little more. You see Caleb Williams from USC, Drake May, North Carolina, Michael Penix, Washington. And you say, boy, these quarterbacks next year are probably going to be better than these guys. So for the teams after Bryce Young, it starts to be that discussion about, how do these guys rank against those guys? Now, you can't worry about next year, but a lot of people are talking about next year's draft, more so for teams looking at those picks as more valuable than this year. So you could have teams looking to say, I'll give you my two, you give me a one. I'll give you my three, you give me your two next year. So that type of thing can happen. But for Bryce Young, safe, makes sense. He's still an outlier, so there is some risk there with the size. But now teams are saying, hey, every quarterback gets hurt, no matter if you're big, you know, if you're small, was it going to really matter? So the size factor, I think you can really talk yourself out of being an issue if you look at all the injuries quarterbacks have had over the last few years.
Mel, here's the thing. When you say, well, hey, he weighed in at 204, as Key would say, it was a fake 204.
Sure.
As Key points out, one time he weighs and does nothing else. Yeah, you can measure me, but you can do nothing else. Then he checks in at 204. The other time, yeah, I'll do everything you want, but you can't weigh me. So what does he actually weigh, a buck 90?
He'll probably play at 185, 190.
Right.
And that's the issue, and that's where the concern lies. And they can say all they want about other quarterbacks being hurt. Hey, they're big, strong quarterbacks. They get nicked up. They play through it, what have you. The bottom line is he's not super fast, and he doesn't have the howitzer for an arm. What Bryce Young has is the mind of a quarterback that sees things that nobody else does. And he had 2 years at Alabama, and he had the one injury this year, but missed a game. But the bottom line is, and with these quarterbacks, they all have something you could look at, pick apart, and say, it's a little too high. Every player in this draft, guys, there's no special I said this last week. There's no special prospect in this draft.
Mel, when you look at Bryce Young at one, mm-hmm. let's just say he's one, and then you have Houston and Arizona at two and three, and Indy at four.
Right.
And let's say there is no movement at two or three because nobody wants to come up to get any of these quarterbacks. Who could fall to four when you got all the other three that's still on the board? Who could Indy grab?
Well, if you say that Houston's taking Will Anderson Jr. and is not taking a quarterback, which is the talk now, okay, then you get to Arizona at three. Say they decide to take Jalen Carter, defensive tackle out of Georgia. Then you have all the quarterbacks sitting there for Indy. Indy can make a choice what they want to do. Does Seattle take a quarterback? Then one of the quarterbacks automatically, barring a trade, is down at Tennessee at 11. We had I made the pick for Tennessee. I took Will Levis at 11 when we did the mock yesterday. I mean, not the mock. We did the GM draft of Todd and I, you know, rotating through as if we were making the pick for that team. Now, Todd took C.J. Stroud to Houston. If they don't take C.J. Stroud, some quarterback, and maybe two, slide down just a bit, barring a trade.
Meantime, you have Will Levis, the strong-armed quarterback who people feel maybe doesn't have enough, I don't know, what would you call it, wiggle in his game? Going to the Tennessee Titans.
I don't know about wiggle, Max. He's a mobile quarterback.
No, I understand that. He has physical attributes and athletic ability, but maybe not as they'll call it flexibility or whatever else. Like, it seems to me Richardson is considered the better overall athlete. But Will Levis has big kind of big arm, big and strong, that type of thing. You have him going to the Titans at 11.
Correct. Yeah, if he drops that far, I think he would make sense. Tannehill is there for this year. Will, you know, certainly this year was beat up from head to toe. We know that the toe-ish injury issue, you know, that's something that teams are looking at as well. But if he's there at 11, now we can't project trades in this type of exercise. So it's just like when Josh Allen was getting destroyed in the process and everybody was hating on Josh, Buffalo saw him slide to 7 and traded up. When Justin Fields was getting destroyed in this process, Chicago saw him slide to 11 and traded up. It seems like there's a quarterback every year, team, you know, the outside forces want to pick apart, and it was Josh Allen, it was Justin Fields, now it's Will Levis. So if Will Levis slides, somebody could obviously move up and get him. And if he falls to 11, Ben Roethlisberger fell to, I believe, 11 when the Steelers got him, when Rivers and Manning went 1-4, and they were all equal. In fact, I had Roethlisberger ahead of Rivers. So Ben fell to 11. Pittsburgh didn't have to move. They just saw him fall. We'll take him, right? So maybe that can happen with Will Levis. Nobody has to move up. He just falls down to 11, and Tennessee grabs him.
Mel Kiper Jr., our ESPN draft analyst, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. So, in other words, the Tennessee Titans are pretty much out on Malik Willis, it sounds like. That, you know, last year we all thought, okay, well, he can push Tannehill and be the future. But if you have him at 11, then that means no go as far as I could see. Mel, when you look at this receiving core or this group of receivers in this year's draft, you guys have four going in the first round. Why so many?
Well, I would have had three. Todd Pick took Quentin Johnston. I had taken Addison. I think he'll drop down just a little bit. I think Flowers will be in the first, and I certainly think Jackson Smith and Jigbu will. To your question, Key, about where they'll go, I don't think you'll see a receiver go until 12 at the earliest. And if Houston doesn't, then he drops down. You know, do the Jets take a receiver? Does New England? Does Green Bay? They could all look at tight ends. Certainly, you know, Green Bay could. New England could look at an offensive tackle. Todd took Paris Johnson Jr. there. Okay, so does Pittsburgh? They haven't taken one since 2006. Their history, I think, what, 7 first-round receivers in 53 years, I saw. So the bottom line is, you know, the receivers could drop a bit. And, yeah, you know, maybe Jackson Smith and Jigba was still there at 20 when Seattle picks, 21 when the Chargers pick. That could be a receiver. I have Addison going there. Baltimore, I do not think, is taking a receiver. I think they'll try to trade down from 22 and get a corner. They don't have a second-round pick now, so moving down makes sense. And I do think only 2 to 3, but I'll say 3 go in the first. I don't think 4 do.
Would you be shocked if less than 3 went in the first?
Not be shocky, no. I would be surprised if 2 didn't go, because I think Jackson Smith and Jigba and Zay Flowers are 2 that will go. Jordan Addison deserves to be a 1. He's a heck of a player. I think he will get into the first at some point, but he could drop into the early second. And Quentin Johnson, I think, will be an early 2. But, hey, Todd took him. Some people like him. There's mixed opinion there. If he can eliminate some of those drops and not be as much of as comfortable body catching, just snatch that ball with the long arms and the size, the length that he has and the talent, he could still be. If you believe you can work on some things, correct some things, Quentin Johnson could be in the first. But to answer the question, I would say 2 to 3 in round 1.
Mel Kiper Jr., ladies and gentlemen, ESPN NFL, senior NFL draft analyst, of course. Thank you, Mel, as always.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it, man.
All right, Mel.
Hey, Jay, Key, if your kids make a mess on the plane, are you cleaning it up? That is the question.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Someone took your Dave Parker hat.
Right here.
Damn.
Right here, Max.
You those pirate back? Hats you were you so fresh, too.
You didn't try to fight
Man,
back?
I
you didn't
fell
do nothing?
On my damn knees. Fight
How old
back.
Were you, Key?
I was like... I think I was nine.
Little, because you know why? Because the Pirates had just won the World Series in 79. So you were probably.
I was about 82, I would think, somewhere in that area.
Right, right.
Yeah, sucker punch, man. You talking about I fight back? I went to my knees.
I was 1 year old.
With my tough skins on, Jay. You know, tough skins, man, got the knee, they got like the little like knee pads in the front of them. They were real tough, though. Mm. Yeah, they stand up on their own. Guys, Max, have you ever been sucker punched?
I have been sucker punched. I
you been jumped, Max?
Come on, man. I've been jumped.
Yeah. What did you say?
Come on, man. Yeah. I grew up in the Bronx. Man, I'm from New York. What do you think, yo?
I grew up in the Bronx, but I was born in the Bronx. But yeah, that happens, of course.
Usually, you
know how many times I've been running through a construction site and they're like eight Decepticons, Bobby? You know, that's what happens. See, like if you went somewhere, let's say you went to talk to girls, whatever, at a high school uptown, and you're with like one or two guys, you're going to be running. You're going to be on the run eventually.
So we should have callers call in, ask them if they've been sucker punched.
Well, there's a more important question here, I think.
What was it?
Violence. You guys are
what do you mean by this?
A father went to Twitter to report that a flight attendant told his wife to clean up a mess the kids made on a plane. Now, the flight attendant just made my 22-week pregnant wife traveling with a 5-year-old and 2-year-old to get on her hands and knees to pick up the popcorn mess by my youngest daughter. Are you kidding me? Toronto Blue Jays pitcher Anthony Bass tweeted April 16th along a photo of his children sitting in seats with popcorn on the floor beneath them. Guys, I got to tell you something. I think you should be conscientious on a plane. If you make a mess, you should try to pick it up. But if you're 22 weeks pregnant, you got two little kids, and there's some popcorn on the floor, the fact is a flight attendant, the reason it's a tough job is you're kind of part waiter, part, you know, busboy, part travel, you know, like someone who has to make sure people are safe. There's a lot of stuff in that job.
What if she just said, no, I'm not cleaning it
right,
up.
Right, I wouldn't.
I'm pregnant.
If my wife is 22 weeks pregnant, no. Sorry.
Okay, you're 22. Like, no. I can't.
Where you clean it up at is in the aisle.
Yeah.
So if it's in the aisle, you just sweep it up. underneath the seat around your area.
They got a cleaning crew.
They have a cleaning crew when the plane lands.
Yeah.
But maybe Anthony Bass's wife was just being nice, and she's like, I'll clean it up. You know,
you shouldn't make a 22-week pregnant woman traveling with two small children pick up popcorn.
Did the flight attendant know she was pregnant?
22
But did the flight attendant make her? Or did the flight attendant? Did the flight attendant make her?
She could have been sitting down. Maybe the flight attendant didn't
see her.
5.5 months,
maybe. I don't know.
No, but did the flight attendant make her? Did the flight attendant ask her, hey, do you mind if you sweep this out of the aisle or something along those lines?
Hey, if you break a glass at a restaurant, do you have to sweep it up or do they sweep it up? Because part of the service of an airplane Like, I know a flight attendants have a very hard job.
I'm not touching nothing on the ground, so you don't have to worry about it.
Right, it's part of the job. Yeah. I hate to say it. It's part of the job.
Well, it's not part of their job. Max, if it's in the aisle, just sweep it in your little area underneath your seats.
You're not even
because if it's in the aisle, you don't want somebody to slip.
Yeah, that's right.
But wait,
I agree
guys,
with that.
The flight attendant is not even the one cleaning it up. When they land, they have cleaning crews that come on the plane to clean up the plane. It's not the flight attendant.
Keep in mind, too, what companies continually do is farm out their work to you. I'll give you an example. You have a credit card. You buy something out of state. All of a sudden, you can't purchase something on your credit card. You call the company. Oh, we need to make sure it's you. It's really to protect you. No, it's not. Mine is insured and guaranteed. It's not to protect you. It's you have farmed out the job of verifying ID to me. It saves the company money. And now I'm inconvenienced, right? Same thing with the airlines. They're farming out the job, if they have food, service, whatever, to you to clean up, which is part of their job. See what I'm saying? That's what I resent about it.
Yeah, I've traveled with kids and I've had goo gobs a mess from little fishies with cheese on them everywhere to
goldfish.
Cheez-Its to spilled milk to you name it. I've never had a flight attendant ask me to clean up.
Mm-hmm.
I just, I've had rude people around me almost get sucker punched for a lot of different reasons, but you know how that goes.
Not with kids, though. Like, with two little kids, come on.
By the way, flight attendants have a very hard job. There's no two ways about it.
If there were two grown men who have popcorn everywhere, I'd be like, yo, man, clean your stuff up.
Right.
Like, you talk about two little kids. Come on.
With a mother who's pregnant? Come on, man. Just stop. Leave her alone.
But that's not the worst one. The worst one on the plane is your seats aren't together, but you want to sit together, and the guy won't leave for that same window to give to you. Same window, just one seat back.
This is the window I wanted.
This is the one I got.
I don't want to move.
How about this one? You do switch because, of course, you switch, right? And then when you get to the new seat, the TV doesn't work.
Oh, I'll be hot.
That's happened to me. Of course I'll switch. Hold on. You didn't tell me the TV didn't work.
I get a lot of couples key where I'm like, oh, do you guys want to switch? And the guy's like, nah, we're cool. She can sit. She can sit away. I'm like, I feel you, man. You need some alone time. I feel you, baby. I feel you. Everybody needs it.
The no switching gets on my nerves, though.
I agree.
It drives me crazy.
Just switch. They want to sit together.
When I see somebody not wanting to switch seats.
Nothing wrong with a little alone time. It's one.
Okay, so you're on the left side of the plane instead of the right. You're still by the window.
The people who really want to get their aisle seat. It's like when you're asking somebody to switch.
Oh, yeah. If a middle seat asks you to switch and you got the aisle, that's a different.
If I don't like the window, I'd rather be an aisle.
But if you have an aisle and they have an aisle, they're just trying to put it.
Yeah, it's totally fine.
All right, look. Laverne.
Max, you're still sitting in the middle?
No. Well, actually, you know what? You know what? I had a flight. I had a flight. Matter of fact, I had a flight cancel recently. I had to quickly get on another flight. Got stuck in the last row in the middle. And you know what? It was fine. Whatever. It's just
one person that come on the plane where you're looking at him like, oh, no, don't sit here. Don't sit here.
Yeah, that's happened to me. Laverne in Chicago, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
Don't sit here.
Don't sit here, please.
Good morning, guys. How you doing? I agree with you, Max. Me and my credit card company just fell out. I was in Georgia trying to buy a present for my granddaughter. They declined the purchase. Then I said to turn around, come back to Chicago, and turned around, they did the purchase in 5 minutes. And currently fighting with this credit card company. I hate it when they do that.
And they tell you it's for you. Oh, we're trying to protect you. It's a total lie. You're protected you're insured. If it's fraud, they have to cover it. They're protecting them. And instead of hiring someone to do it, that takes more man hours away, they get you to work for the credit card company. Nope, I won't do it. I will not do it. Oh, I've cursed some people out on the phone over that one.
You seem passionate about it.
Oh, I hate it. I hate it. It's how these corporations gas you, man. They tell you it's for you. It's always for them. The airline is in charge of sweeping up the popcorn. Leave that poor woman alone. Jay's game plan. What should we be watching for tonight? It's coming up. Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, also known as KJM, on ESPN
right now.
Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you.
No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.